Season 5, Soul Sisters.
How do we do this again?
Oh my God, Claire. Season 5.
Okay then, shall we do this?
It's a new season of Soul Sisters. I'm in Georgia, Claire's in London. Thank you so much for tuning in. And this season, we are delighted that Soul Sisters is brought to you by Colgate Max White Ultra, our favourite toothpaste brand. And from now on, we'll be known as the Colgate Sisters, Claire. Unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to remove deep stains and deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. And we are the proof that this toothpaste actually works.
Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works. And it will help you feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where you want to smile like you mean it.
Okay, season 5 of Soul Sisters. Colgate are back. Solon is back. I'm back. And we are so excited to reconnect with the Soul Sisters. How are you, Claire?
First of all, I'm just loving how, you know, global we've suddenly got. With you all the way over in Georgia and me all the way over in London. We're not even in Ireland. Not one foot. Not even a finger in Ireland in this season.
Do you know what I have found? And maybe this will help so international overseas Soul Sisters. I feel like I understand them a little bit more. So the last time I lived out of Ireland was like on my J1 when I went to Santa Barbara, and I was surviving, not thriving, on my J1, let me say. But I live here for a month, okay? So obviously I'm going home. They'll have to drag me home because I'm having such a good time. But I have all of a sudden started connecting with Irishness.
See, it does happen, doesn't it? When you leave the Emerald Isle, you think, oh, hang on.
So I haven't missed a Late Late Show because I have the RTE player and we're watching Tommy Tiernan over here. Yesterday we stuck on Riverdance. Pia had a little dance around the apartment. Like, I am only short of like wearing a GA jersey. If I had one, I'd wear it. Up the dumps.
And do you know what's funny? I was home with my real sister, my soul sister, for the weekend, and we were over in Sligo, and there's a beautiful cafe over there called Shells. And I went into Shells, we got a hot chocolate after we did a sea swim and a hot box sauna. Oh, at Ross's Point. Amazing. But went into Shells and I saw something on the shelves of Shells and I thought, that is amazing. And I came out to my sister and I said, Ruth, they have socks in there that say Deadly Buzz. and she goes, I bought you a pair.
Oh, Claire.
She had a pair in her pocket already bought for me. They're yellow and they say Deadly Buzz. And the significance of that is something that is so distinctly Irish that whenever I say deadly over here in the UK, they're like, is there a shark? You know, is there something wrong? And I'm like, no, it's a good thing. Deadly.
What's the crack? You said you were in the sea over the weekend. I'm so jealous because I'm in Tbilisi, Georgia, and we are 4 hours from the coast. And I can feel that. Like I didn't realize how much I was connected to the sea and or just to at least have it as an option. So we're here. Now, Tbilisi is known for their sulfur baths, which is like really good. Now I have to look it up.
Now you have to look it up. Now we both have to look it up. Sulfur bath.
I didn't think we were going to talk. Yeah. So you get into, you go down to Old Town and there's like this street with like all these baths and you go in and there's ice water and then there's really hot sulfur baths and basically the minerals within the earth heal you.
Oh.
So sold. I don't need to know anymore.
Oh, well, do you know what? Like if there's salt baths, it's a bit like getting in the sea, except it's lovely and warm. I mean, that sounds like it's right up my alley.
So over the summer, like we left you, Dave was still very much in your life. Dave, the builder, he had scaffolding up outside your apartment. He was replacing the windows. Have we heard from Dave?
So I am a different person than I was in the summertime. The chair is gone. Dave is gone. And you're going to fall off your seat when I say this. I eat aubergines every single week.
What the hell?
Just for those of you who can't see Georgie in Georgia, she fell on the bed in
complete... Where's the chair? So, okay, so just if anyone's just tuning in today for the first time, we were trying to manifest a man for Claire and we were trying to set up her apartment to be ready for a new relationship. And in Feng Shui, they were talking about chairs and what you want your future partner to sit on. And Claire held up a wicker chair and we decided collectively as a Soul Sisters community that this chair was not good enough for Claire's man. But now the chair is gone.
It's out the front.
The front.
You know, I'm on the first floor. Mm-hmm. It's on the balcony. It's on the balcony on its way out.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, good. Okay, good, good.
Do you ever sit on it out there?
No, I don't. I don't. But I have new neighbours because they have rented out number 6. So there's just strangers in there having baths willy-nilly. And I don't know who they are. And so I've left the chair between their place and my place because I thought actually it would be quite a good conversation starter. But so far, I ain't met my neighbours.
Interesting. So you haven't crossed their paths. How long have they been there for?
They've been there for about a month. But you know, it reminds me of what it's like to rent. So they're renting. They have no emotional attachment whatsoever to this building, to their apartment. Like they just live, work, live, party. And so they don't want to speak to the ginger neighbour who's peering in their window.
Yeah.
They'll be sorry though.
When they're in the bath. While they're bathing.
While they're bathing. Can you see a shadow outside the frosted glass? Yeah, I think I can.
Our mad neighbour sitting on her chair looking in our windows. Well, I'm sad because I really felt like you liked having a friendly neighbour.
Yes, I did. I did. But look, what no longer having a friendly neighbour is doing is pushing me out into the world and making me get real about dating. I also want to just go back. I mean, there's been no men over the summer, but there's been aubergines.
Okay.
So we're going in the right direction.
Yeah. It's symbolic
exactly.
For a man coming, I think.
Exactly.
Well, we did say on this podcast that the aubergine emoji actually means aubergine, guys.
Oh, yeah, we did. You're right. Yeah, of course.
So tell us about the aubergines.
Well, basically, I discovered a chef on Instagram and it's called Nat's Nourishments. She's Natalia Rudin, I think her name is. Let me just check her. Check her before I wreck her. Nat Nourishes. Okay, so she's called Natalia Rudin. She's a personal chef. And I just happened upon her profile, but she makes some really, really tasty dishes. And she is, I think she may be vegan, but she's definitely vegetarian. And she makes two dishes that I absolutely love. One is the aubergine. She says, this is my foolproof aubergine recipe. It's so simple and requires barely any cooking. Let me know if you try it. I've made it so many times. So an aubergine, plain yogurt, harissa paste, handful of pickled onions, chopped parsley, 1 teaspoon of za'atar, olive oil, salt and pepper. And she puts it on a plate and she puts the yogurt down and the harissa paste swirled in it. And then she drops the aubergine down on top. And the taste combinations are beautiful.
Mmm, interesting.
Yeah,
I'm just having a look on the Bord Bia website here because, you know, I'm away. So I'm just keeping up to date with things in Ireland.
Yeah. Okay. What are they saying?
So in season, my favorite vegetable of all, Brussels sprouts.
Said nobody ever.
A fabulous man in Enniscary in the little fruit and veg shop there told me that you do not eat a sprout before the first frost.
Right. And when is the first frost?
Well, because of global warming.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we'd be waiting a while.
We might be lucky to get a frost this year.
But listen, I can't believe you're eating aubergines. That's amazing.
Isn't it? I think, so I want to just finish up on the summer roundup, right, of what happened to me over the summer. I think the most significant thing that happened to me over the summer was I lost my phone. Now, it wasn't lost in so much as I left it somewhere. I was coming home at the beginning of August back to London, and I drove my parents' car out to the airport with them. And you know when you jump into the car, you just get into the I'm driving zone. And I threw the mobile under the radio as I normally would if I was heading out for a sea swim or rallying around Dublin. And didn't I pull up at departures at Dublin Airport? And you get this sort of, whoa, you get the willies, you know, when you're like, someone's dropping you off. It's like, quick, 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 quick. So I jump out of the car, grab me bag, kiss my parents goodbye, head into the airport. And I'm walking through and I'm walking through and I'm walking through. I'm getting to bring my luggage to the bag drop. And I'm like, wait a second. No, no. So I was literally like Macaulay Culkin's ma in Home Alone, legging it all the way back out to departures. And of course, my parents are long gone from departures. So I'm sending WhatsApps to everyone, like my sister, my brother-in-law, everybody. Try and get my parents to turn around on the M50 and come back.
I would not have gotten on that flight. I would have been on the 16A or whatever bus it is that goes the long way through town back to where I live.
That's what my other friend Carla said. She was like, did you ever consider like not getting the flight? And I didn't even consider not getting the flight.
So why did it, what did your mum put it on the slow boat over? Like, why did it take 18 days to get it back?
Well, starts with B, ends in Rexit, as far as I can see.
Really?
Yeah. So basically I get in touch with my mum and I'm like, here, just stick it in the post for me there, would you, for crying out loud. And we then discover between the jigs and the reels, you can't put a battery, you can't put a phone into the post, which is absolutely nonsense. So you can't put the phone. So mum's like, well, don't worry. We'll get a courier. Well, you think it's in safe hands with the courier? Hell no. The phone, as far as I can see from online, and I won't name the courier company, DPD. Nah, I'm only joking. And I won't name the courier company, FedEx. No, I'm only joking. Basically, my phone made its way from Dublin to London to Dublin to London several times and was just in a loop in customs on both sides. It was a catastrophe. But I must say that I realized, and like, duh, I know everyone, I know, but like, it was an extension of my left hand. And so having no phone for 18 days, look at you, you're actually...
I'm uncomfortable just listening.
You're breaking out in a sweat. That's gas. I realized that... It's really sad, but we're all zombies. Like, I was sitting on the bus, I was on the train, I was walking down the street. Even if I wanted to make eye contact or wave at somebody, it's impossible because we're all staring into our phones.
So you actually looked out the window instead of looking at your phone?
I was probably more present than I've been since, you know, the late 90s, whenever phones arrived.
The late 90s. Speaking of airport panics, we came out here with everything but the kitchen sink. Now, I don't know. I've been wearing nearly the same clothes every day. Jamie's like, you packed everything, but nothing we need. So we came out here. My mum and Joe are here. Thankfully, it's all hands on deck out here. We're actually having such a lovely time. Aww. Because my mum was like, you know, we get to live with Tally and, you know, we get to live with a newborn and do this all over again. Mm. So we're having the best time. We all have our little roles in the house. We're living really well together. We get on so well anyway. But we were on the way out here. Mum and Joe and Jamie's mum dropped us to the airport. We had three large suitcases, two mini suitcases, three backpacks and a buggy and a peewee, a human. So we were, you know, going through the airport. Pia is a little bit anxious in airports, just COVID, a little bit of travel anxiety. So we were kind of, you know, just trying to get everything checked in, and we go to Butler's because, you know, we have to go to Butler's. Got our Butler's, got our little chocolates that always melt in your pocket because you forget about them, and then you get to your destination country and have to throw them in the bin, along with that banana you took on the whole journey that you didn't eat either. So we get to the tunnel. We're going down the tunnel of the getting onto the flight. I'm like, guys, this is it. Like, this is the start of the new adventure. And I said to Jamie, where's the Navy wheelie bag? And he said, what do you mean? And I said, Jamie, the wheelie bag with all the formula in it.
Oh, my God.
And like all of our stuff. So this was my little emergency bag in case our big suitcases went missing. I had stuff for us to wear the next day because we were going to the clinic to meet our surrogate mother. All of our clothes for the next day, all of the formula and a few other bits. So I was like, where's the bag? And he was like, you had it. And I was like, no, Jamie, you had it. So with this back and forth, you know, and then I was like, it doesn't matter. So he goes, I'll go back. So he starts running the opposite way down the tunnel, Jamie. The out back through the passport, beep, beep, people. She's like, where are you going? He's like, oh, we left our bag. So he goes out to where we were sitting. The bag wasn't there.
No.
Guess who was there though?
Who?
You know, the long way down, you and McGregor and Charlie.
Yes, Charlie. Yeah, Charlie.
Charlie was sitting there.
No way.
But our bag wasn't. So Jamie, I think, ran up, just looked at him, then ran in the opposite direction. Went all the way back to Butler's in Terminal 1. And he said there was about 20 people queuing around the bag.
Oh my God.
So I was convinced the bag's gone. Like, we haven't seen it in an hour. There's no way that a bag can, you know, survive.
Unattended.
But he said,
luggage.
Obviously in Butler's, like, you're just like queuing around things and people, and everyone was up there queuing around the bag. Anyway, gets back onto the flight with the bag and saved the day.
That is becoming a kind of a familiar enough story for me. I left the phone in the car, and I must say I have had a series of mishaps with leaving personal items places. And I'm just putting it down to perimenopause. I'm not holding on to it. I'm not criticizing myself. I'm just saying to myself, things are changing. It's frustrating, but I'm not going to let it get me down because it's just it's just part of being a woman.
It's funny that you say that, because I think for perimenopause, a lot of people just push it away and ignore the elephant in the room. So I think even you saying that, even you acknowledging that you're coming up to a season of change, or you may be in it, look into perimenopause.
Yes.
Go investigate what might be happening to your body, because knowledge is power. And the more you know, the more you can thrive.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe next week I might tell you, because obviously we talk about everything on Soul Sisters. So next week I might tell you about my experience of staying in a Georgian hospital for 3 nights. How different that experience was to having Pia in Dublin, and kind of what I learned from it, because I never in my life imagined that I would be have a newborn in a hospital overseas. But I have to say, everything in Georgia has gone so well for us. We feel so at home here and so happy in our little bubble. So I'll tell you more next week.
I have so many questions, so I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so I listened to your podcast yesterday, the latest episode, or the last episode of The Good Glow with Jamie. And you guys talked so beautifully about your journey with Tali and how far Tali has traveled before she even came earthside.
Like, I think it was 13,000 miles.
That is phenomenal. Phenomenal. But what I wanted, you touched on it in the podcast, but I wanted to really ask you, first of all, like, what's it like being a mum again after 6 years?
Yeah, such a privilege. And I feel like overwhelmed with love. Mm. It's different because I haven't given birth myself, so I feel physically well. Whereas when I had Pia, I was like, oh, it was so hard after my C-section. I got a lovely message from someone after the podcast being like, Georgie, don't feel guilty that you feel well.
Yeah, what a nice message.
I thought that was such a nice thing to say, because maybe I did come across a little bit. It's hard. It's very sensitive. You know, I don't want any new mums to look at me and go, oh, why aren't I feeling like that? I think before, when I had Pia and before I had Pia, I had totally abandoned myself. So every day when I had Pia, and I was like, drink water, eat healthy food. I just was ignoring that part of myself. So over here, I've been like hydrating, eating really well, like looking after myself too, which can be really hard, accepting help, surrendering, all of the things that I didn't do the first time round. Obviously, I'm sad that I didn't get to carry Tally myself, but I'm also very accepting of my journey and where it's brought me and where it's bringing me. And yeah, as the season goes on, I'll share more and more about what I'm learning. But right now here in Georgia, I'm the love bubble is thriving.
Oh, and I loved that Jamie was saying, you were like, I don't think I have the hormones, the motherhood hormones. And Jamie's like, oh, no, you do. Oh, you definitely do.
He made me feel seen in that moment, which is nice.
Oh, this is like... this is lovely. I'm looking forward to actually talking about this more over the season. And actually, in kind of contrast to what you're going through, you're extending your family. And I really I have been standing on the sidelines of my life. And I know this. Mm. And over the summer, a dating coach contacted me on Instagram. A lady called Emer Draper, who's an Irish girl who's been living over here in London for years. And she left her corporate job and she has set up a company called Kindling Dating. And she must have seen something I put up on Instagram about being single. And she just got in touch and she was like, look, I would love to meet you and have a chat about your dating journey, if you would like that. Now, as a coach, right, two things occurred to me. First thing occurs to me that I don't really need any help. I'm fine. And then I was like, oh no, that's just the trigger. I'm alone and I have not had a date in I can't remember when. And I do need somebody to interrogate what's going on in order for me to meet the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. Emer and I met and I agreed to do her 6-week challenge. So that's going to be 6 one-to-ones, me and Emer. And I want to take you soul sisters with me on that journey. My first session with Emer was all about me. Then we had to move on and we had to get a dating profile on Hinge for me. And that is where... I get the willies. I don't actually get the willies, but I get the willies. You know what I mean?
We're not getting real. Real aubergines. Wait. Not innuendo aubergines and innuendo willies, not real willies. Okay.
Exactly. So Emer and I have begun our conversations, and the most important takeaway from my first session is here. Emer's first tip. So it's destiny is all very well, but we have to take action. So you can imagine I love the universe and I'm like, no, but the guy, he's coming. He's destined to meet me. We're just going to bump into each other. That's what's going to happen. Emer was like, Claire, destiny needs action.
Mm.
You can't sit on your couch and fantasize about somebody coming to meet you. You have to go out there and look for him.
I just had such an aha moment. You can't put your chair outside your house and expect somebody to come by and just sit on it.
You're right. Okay, so to go back to the chair for a second, I need to knock on the neighbor's door and introduce myself.
Yeah.
And in terms of a man, I need to go out there and start going on dates.
Yeah, and we are excited for the next 6 weeks. This is going to happen. I'm so excited.
This is good, right? And not only that, but you can actually do the 6 week challenge along with me. And next week, I'm going to give you details of how you can get involved. Colgate Max White Ultra is a toothpaste with clinically proven unique technology that actually does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. And better yet, it's safe for your enamel. With Colgate, you can feel confident and empowered for the ultra smile moments in your life. Hey, I wonder what your ultra smile moment could be this week.
Oh my God, I had so many ultra smile moments this week. Like, from the arrival of Tally, seeing my mum and Joe arrive in Georgia, even down to Jamie arriving in with a cream cheese everything bagel into the hospital for me. There was so many ultra smile moments this week, but I think for me, it's when little Tally is asleep and she does that smiling in her sleep thing, you know, that when babies smile in their sleep. And our doula over here, Elena, told us that that is their brain developing. And I never knew that. So smiling this week is all to do with family and love and everything that I am so grateful for. So live in the moment and be your most authentic self with thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra. Actually, something else that's making me smile. Everywhere I go, there's Colgate stands over here.
No way!
Yes.
Oh my God.
Colgate
amazing.
Is everywhere over here. So it's available in Dunn's and in all other major Irish retailers, subject to availability. And Colgate Max White Ultra will be on sale for half price until the 10th of October in my favourite place, Dunn's. So I've been waiting so long to recommend Dish, your podcast. Has entertained me so much. And during the summer, I felt like I've been hanging out with you. Not that you're on the podcast, but I feel you in the podcast. So your brain, your creative energy, like every part of you, I feel shines through when I listen to Dish with Nick and Angela. You've had guests like Chris Evans, Gordon Ramsay, Jack Whitehall's parents. You've had Jamie Lang, Spencer and Vogue. It's absolutely brilliant. And congratulations to you for getting it to this far. And it's just going to grow and grow and grow. And I'm proud of you, Soul Sister.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you. I absolutely love making that podcast. And actually, it was going to be on my recommends because, as I mentioned, Joanne McNally is on it this week and she's a hoot. So you can get that new episode dropping this week of Dish.
Okay, I'll link it in the show notes. So what are you recommending? I'm excited. I feel like you get me back on track with doing the work.
Well, do you know what is interesting for me with recommends? I have loads and loads and loads of podcasts and books and shows I want to recommend. But I'm going to start with one that a book I read during the summer that was recommended to me by my friend Laura that was a real... It's just changed the way that I see death. It's called Radical Acts of Love. It's by an author called Janie Brown. And she was, or is, a counsellor, an oncology nurse, who walks people to their final day. So it's 20 stories capturing a different person's unique experience of death. And it looks for the positive in death.
Yeah. Wow. And that comes back to that we're all just walking each other home.
Yes. And you and I had a conversation about this earlier in the summer. And I have to be honest, like I wasn't sure how you would feel about talking about death. Because obviously you had an experience that brought you closer to death.
Yeah, I think for me, and it's definitely something that I've come to maybe more in the last year. And yeah, it's something I never talk about. But I think we're here to pass things on. And that is That's our purpose. That's why we have children. That's why we become, you know, what you're doing, become coaches. Like, you're passing your life lessons on. You're helping people. And I always felt that everything I've learned over the last 5 years will only enhance Pia's life. And if I didn't have my near-death experience or I didn't have my cancer diagnosis, then I don't think she would have learned as much from me. So I suppose when it comes to death, I've looked in the face of it. I haven't been given a kind of terminal diagnosis. I felt like I came close to wondering if I would die or not. But I've come to the place now where I realize that we're just, as you know, walking each other home. We're here to pass things on. So use your time wisely.
Wow, soul sister. I love that. And if you're interested in exploring that a little bit further, this book is full of the most beautiful stories of many, many, many takes on death and dying. But it was a very pertinent, because just a month ago, I lost one of my favourite people in the world. Very suddenly, my coach and mentor, who had been working with me since 2014. And we began a journey back then that lasted only 9 years, but it's felt like a lifetime. And we met in Ireland when I was sleepwalking through my life. This man changed all that. I had so many disappointments, so many challenges, so many traumas. And he sat in front of me and he said, "You are a ghost. And it's important for you to get a grip on your life. And I can help you do that." And he said to me, which I've mentioned before on the pod, "You're more scared of success than you are of failure." And I knew failure very well. In fact, I was having affairs with failure. I was in a relationship with failure. And he said to me, "Move to London." And 3 months later, I did. And I've never looked back.
And I think he wasn't just your coach and mentor, he's your best friend.
Yeah.
Your best friend.
We spoke every day on the phone. And we journeyed through pain, sadness, shame, self-loathing to uncover the girl that you know now today. And he taught me about myself. He taught me how to balance my emotions. He taught me to love my friends and my family fiercely. And most importantly, to love myself. Even though I miss him terribly, like you say, all of the wisdom that he gave me, I will pass on and spread far and near.
Is there any anything that he said that you can pass on to this community today?
There is, actually. This came to me after he passed, and many of his little nuggets of wisdom have been dropping in. "Forgive other people is the gift that you give yourself. Forgiving yourself is the gift you give the world."
Oh God, that's beautiful.
So I wrote a little poem that captures the man, and maybe we'll just end the podcast on that.
Please.
So this is a tribute to my coach and mentor, my best pal. "How do you follow a man who makes fun of your problems and woes? How do you follow a man who changes tack wherever he goes? How do you follow a man who shows love to his friends and his foes? How do you follow a man who gives you highs in exchange for your lows?"
Oh my God, that's so beautiful.
Thanks.
You're here today at the new season of Soul Sisters. We're all going to carry you through. We're going to help lighten your load a little bit over the next 10 weeks. And this platform is for you to pass it on now from him.
When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When the student is truly ready, the teacher will disappear. So I'm ready to take that mantle now.
A beautiful tribute. And I was so lucky to meet him too. And he, you know, half an hour in my kitchen, we had a conversation that I'll never, ever forget. And he made my life better in that 30 minutes. And he said some things that I consider every single day.
So happy to hear that.
So we have a beautiful season coming up. We haven't spoken about so many things that we're going to discuss over the next while. We're going to have a little health tip every week from our friend Claire McKenna. Sorry, it's been a busy week. I just didn't get my ducks in a row for that. We're going to talk about Shrubs and Rubs Wedding. We've got loads of happy things coming and some beautiful moments to share our own journeys too. So thank you so much to all the Soul Sisters for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.